got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
Now we see the earth now.
You got it.
Now we see the earth.
You got it.
Now we see the earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is the 12th day of May 2013. On this live Sunday edition, we will be here as we are every Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Obviously, Benghazi is unraveling and exploding in Obama's face a lot quicker and a lot faster than I thought it would. They tried to cover it up. The globalists are not invincible. The New World Order and the collectivists are not invincible. And they can end up basically going to jail for their crimes. The problem is much of the Republican leadership is involved in their own corruption and funded by some of the same globalist interest in many cases. And so they're not going to want to really go after Obama, because then skeletons that are in their closets will be spotlighted. Now, I know what I just said is well-known common sense. You're like, yeah, we know that, Alex. Well, the general public does not know that. And I agree with Mike Adams that wrote an article today for naturalnews.com. It's also up on Infowars.com, where he says that he predicts the next 7 days you will see some type of giant diversion, war, stage terror attack, stock market crash. Who knows what it'll be? And when I open the phones up in the second hour today, I'm going to cover news in the first hour, I want to know what you think that diversion may be. Or maybe there's not going to be a diversion. Maybe you disagree. And maybe you don't think Benghazi's a big deal. We've known what happened in Benghazi since day one. We've known they've been lying. We know there was a stand down. We've re-aired those Colonel Schaefer and Steve Pachinik and Webster Tarpley and Wayne Madsen interviews on the nightly news and here on the radio. And they're all there on record from 7.5 months ago. So 2 weeks after it happened, we knew. And by the way, most of it was in the news here and there as well. So much of the stuff gets hidden in plain view. They almost normalize the information by putting it in the paper. But just as a footnote, oh, by the way, it's confirmed the Al-Qaeda forces that attacked, they were hired to run security in Benghazi by the Pentagon and NATO. Oh, by the way, they knew the inside security procedures that no one else knows. Highest level national security, a diplomatic security detail. There were two Predator drones overhead. And then the administration lied and said there wasn't. Remember that? But notice it's never a person from the administration saying who says. It's just sources say. Oh, and now they're saying Hillary didn't know. That's like saying Satan, you know, didn't know he had a forked tail. This is ridiculous. So that's all coming up after the break. I'm going to cover that. Then, I saw this story on the website yesterday, and I called Kurt and Emma, and we worked on an article together dealing with it. And that is all over the country, I've confirmed. They have drills where they practice fighting homeschoolers and militias when they attack public schools. In fact, that's the main scenario. So it came back out in the news, and I thought, you know, why just have an article about how it happened this one time? Why not go back and have some of the background? So here's that article by Kurt Nemo. I've asked him to relink it. This is from yesterday in the write-up area of the write-up area for the show. It's Homeland Security-funded exercise portrayed homeschoolers as terroristas. Look, I'm practicing my Spanish. Terrorist. So that is coming up. And oh, and we told you about this years ago. Not that it was hard to know, being at the end of it. IRS apologizes for targeting Tea Party groups. I guess Jeffrey Dahmer apologizes as well for what he did. It was all a big accident, promise.
You perpetuate.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 12th day of May 2013 on this live worldwide transmission. Thank you for joining us for the Sunday broadcast. I am here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, live, simulcast on XM 244, blasting on over 155 AM and FM affiliates, and, of course, streaming audio and video at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I am your host, Alex Jones. And, again, thank you for joining us here on Sunday broadcast. Okay. Benghazi Gate is going critical. And if Obama's globalist controllers do not stage some type of new war or provocateur or allow or carry out another big terrorist attack like Fast and Furious, they are in deep trouble. There is no way Obama is going to get out of Benghazi because they have been caught in the public's eye engaging in lies. Sure, they got caught involved in massive fraud when it came to Fast and Furious, shipping guns into Mexico for 3 years to then track them back to the U.S. to blame the Second Amendment in an attempt to restrict the Second Amendment. That's called a staged attack. It's called a false flag. It's called a frame-up, a self-inflicted wound, a provocateur event. But still, it dribbled out over time. It's a complex story, and it's hard for people to follow. But when you get something like Benghazi, people know that embassies and sub-embassies are heavily guarded. They know that there was a stand-down. It's now come out that there was a stand-down. They know they've been lied to. And there's such a loss of confidence in the government that if the establishment doesn't go after Obama and his group of cohorts, the establishment will lose even more credibility. Quite frankly, at a Machiavelli level, very sickening political level, which I don't support, but I'm able to follow that line of future development and scenarios, if they left Obama alone for this, it would probably only accelerate the awakening to the globalists even more. Because every time the corrupt get caught, but then show that they're in control illegitimately and don't get in trouble, it illustrates everything we're talking about. I wish politically that Obama would be brought to justice, that Hillary would be brought to justice, that all of them would be, so that we could use this to really wake people up and use this to expand into other areas of government lies and try to get our government back. So that's not just a private cash machine for offshore special interest that have basically conquered this country thanks to the collaborators in the so-called mainstream media. But all of that said separately, unless Obama stages or his controllers, his handlers, stage something really big, you're going to probably see Obama get impeached over this, and if he doesn't leave office, indicted. Because they did order a stand down, and here's the problem. The military knows there was a stand down. From my military sources, like Colonel Schaefer and others, they knew the whole story a week into it. That's why they had the head of the CENTCOM fired and at least 10 other generals and admirals, because they followed the orders to stand down and watch high def video in infrared of that 8-hour event, the firefight for about 5.5 hours, since it's, you know, from the very beginning to the end. They sat there and they watched it happen, and now it's a crystalline event. This isn't collateral damage where you bomb a building, kill 100 people to get one supposed bad guy. And then you find out that guy's really a double agent. Well, why did we do that? No, no, this is in the face, and this is what tyrants always do. They go too far. They get too arrogant. When I've talked about the fact that, let's be conservative, 40% of the military, if I'm in a restaurant, I'm walking down the street anywhere in the U.S., about 4 times out of 10, if it's military in uniform, officer, enlisted, a non-commissioned officer, whatever it is, the person or group runs over wanting autographs and says, "We're all awake. We know what's going on." I go, "You're all awake?" "Well, yeah, in our unit, our group." "Well, what percentage?" And they say 35 to 50%. So I round down to, let's say, 40%. Every time I'm going to be in any city and walk past a group of police, some of them will say, "Hey, Alex, we know what's going on. We're not all bad." So my point is, even the enforcers of this system are waking up. In fact, more than the general public, because they're where the rubber meets the road. They're seeing the real illegitimate policies. And so imagine the military. Imagine the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and the Army, especially the Navy and the Army. Because the Navy ships had their aircraft in the air, the Army had control of their own drones, the CIA drones were separately operated. They all saw in those situation rooms, they all watched the stand down and the execution. And then the jihadis go and get the missiles and the heavy guns, the truck-borne anti-artillery, technically medium guns, but heavy for rebel forces, to then be shipped into Syria. Now, I have news on that here today. A lot of you that are longtime listeners are going to say, "Oh, we already heard all this, Alex. You covered this years ago." And again, that isn't about tooting our horn. It's about saying you better listen to us, because being right in this type of system is dangerous. There is a talking point going on, and I'm going to cover it some in the second hour today, that I am calling for violence. I hear it on my show. I hear it on every other major conservative broadcast, that Alex Jones is calling for violence. And obviously, as a listener, you know that's the opposite. But I've listened to these calls now. These are people following a script. They call them seminar callers. And again, if they can take us down, folks, they can take anybody down. I'm in direct, quote, competition with Rush Limbaugh. I defended him when they tried to get rid of his sponsors last year and take him off the air. We went into a big ad buy that a lot of you heard to support, just as an act of resistance. Because if they can take Rush Limbaugh off the air, they'll take everybody else off the air. It's called hang together or hang separate. Even though I disagree with a lot of what Rush Limbaugh has to say, if people go around saying lies about Rush Limbaugh, I am going to counter it. Because if they can take him down, then they can get all the rest of talk radio, which isn't perfect, but you can call in. It's free form. There's long thoughts. It's very hard to censor and control. It's teleprompter free. And in one of these talking points, I was sent a clip where Michael Savage defended me just last Friday. So it's creepy. They want to put this idea out so that they can try to arrest me or shut me down or try to convince federal, state, you name it, police that I'm planning something. And it doesn't matter if you know that's not true. If they decide to go with some type of plan like that, you have to understand it's pure bull. All right, now we're gonna go to break. And again, the reason we're under attack is manifold. And it's multifaceted. we force the government arming itself against us, preparing for war with libertarians, returning veterans, Christians, conservatives. We forced in the last 4 years that information out and mainlined it. And even the media admits that, the establishment media. They hate it. We mainlined the fact that criminal elements of the government are running al-Qaeda, not just in Libya or Syria, but also here and in Europe. That's now mainline news. We forced it. And we forced so many other news items out. The system doesn't like it. So I hope you realize when you listen to this broadcast, you are hearing something that the establishment, the real hardcore criminal element of it, you know, they're all somewhat corrupt, but the really centralized, cold-blooded, globalist, anti-family, anti-human, New World Order, eugenics group absolutely has its eye on me.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we have some of the biggest, not some of the biggest. We have probably, undoubtedly, the biggest Bilderberg Group global government news we've ever covered. Breaking tomorrow morning at Infowars.com. And when we start the second hour, I will give you some foreshadowing of that. And it's all recorded. You get news this big, and you get it confirmed, and then you don't even know how to report it in a way that really illustrates how big it is. Because we under-promise and over-deliver at InfoWars. Undoubtedly. I mean, we're just constantly breaking big news, constantly forcing stuff out into the media. And again, I am humbled by that. I was pulling up to work today on Sunday, pulling in, and I got out of the truck, and I looked at the office, and I said, I can't believe that I'm one of the most prominent people fighting these folks, and that I'm having such a big effect. And I don't think that speaks to Alex Jones, the man you're listening to, yours truly, being really anything special other than the fact that I started researching tyranny a long time ago. I think it shows how pathetic a culture we've become, that we've become so acquiescent to corruption that we've just laid down to it, and that mild resistance defeats it. Mild resistance shoots down their anti-gun bills. Mild resistance will stop their open borders. Mild resistance will restore prosperity. But it takes mild resistance and not just being a TV head who believes you're powerless. So I'm going to get into that as well. And I've just got, obviously, IRS apologizes for targeting Tea Party groups. They don't just target them. They go after radio talk show hosts. They go after anybody who is right of Mao Zedong. People go, I thought they were in the left-right paradigm. I've got to use those terms to communicate with people. It's kind of like teachers that speak somebody, someone that teaches English-speaking people how to speak Spanish has to know how to speak English to teach people how to speak Spanish. Or someone who is Spanish, who wants to learn English, needs to be taught by someone who can speak Spanish to teach them English. But there is a left-right paradigm within the controlled system. But it is the, quote, right wing that is more advantageous to be used to restore the republic and common sense and due process and common law. And you can give that whatever name you want, but a free society. That's what I want. People say, what do you stand for? What does Alex Jones want? What are you pushing? That's what I'm pushing. And I promote and stand with anybody, whether they be Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, Senator Rand Paul, DrudgeReport.com, whoever it is. If they consistently promote basic liberty, I stand with them. And you look at what Obama has done. I mean, I've got to be honest. Obama was far worse than I thought he would be. And Obama signifies the most corrupt elements of the power structure making a move to get everything they want now. They're moving on every front. You try to chronicle all the things they're doing, it makes the head spin. It is dizzying. And then there's Benghazi. And the only way they're going to get out of this is if they can blackmail the Republicans to stand down and not go after them. But the American people aren't going to stand for that. We're not going to just sit there and watch Daryl Issa score political points. We're not going to sit there and watch Boehner try to block a subpoenas or investigations. They need to be added to the list of aiding and abetting this. I mean, part of it if they go along with it. These are the type of things in history that could break down the whole power structure, and thousands of these crooks could go to jail. This is how you turn a country around, is events like this. But let me warn you, they either stage a big event to get out of this, or they blackmail the Republicans to do it, and that won't work. So the only way out of this is staging a big event. And the next 7 days, we are in prime danger. As I said Friday, as Mike Adams wrote today, we are in prime danger right now of a big staged event. They can provocateur it, they can fully stage it, you name it. So we're going to be talking about that. But let me tell you why we're in that great danger. Let's go to the document cam for TV viewers. Radio listeners, you can just read along and search all these. This is mainstream news. Republicans call for depositions in Benghazi probe amid revelation Clinton barely interviewed. Well, of course she wasn't. And she's in command of this. So that's come out. George Stephanopoulos, George Will, nation systematically misled on Benghazi. When you get George Will coming out against you, you're in deep trouble. Pressure mounts on Boehner to, I know it's Boehner, the point is to appoint select committee on Benghazi. We don't want a select committee. We want a special prosecutor. We want congressional hearings. We want a full up or down vote for impeachment, indictment in the House, trial in the Senate. Now, by the way, we can get it if we demand it. They're going to try to set the parameter now of, will there be a select committee? No, not a blue ribbon committee of insiders. Huckabee, Benghazi cover-up could lead to Obama impeachment. Rand Paul challenges Hillary in key Iowa speech, says they're covering up. Good for Rand Paul. McCain calls Benghazi a cover-up. Folks, when you get McCain, who is one of the worst people in Washington, coming out against you, you're in deep, deep you-know-what. That's Politico. President of ABC and CBS News have siblings working in White House with ties to Benghazi, and it all goes back and forth on a revolving door as well. Like half the people on MSNBC and CNN have worked in the White House publicly. I mean, Media Matters, which nobody reads and doesn't get any, but it is a talk. It's what writes the talking points for MSNBC. It's the White House. It's run by the former transition chief. This is a group that calls to criminally infiltrate libertarian and conservative news agencies and, quote, destroy them from within. These aren't media people. These are spies. Let's continue here. Look at this. Report, NBC spike story, IDing Benghazi whistleblowers as Obama Clinton voters. Yeah, but they tried to, of course, they wouldn't be given those jobs if they weren't. They just don't like watching their own people killed and being accomplices to it. And they're smart to not go along with it. Hicks and others. Now, here's my final piece on this, and we're going to go to break and come back with the rest of the news. The New Yorker magazine, when the New Yorker, that you can't get more establishment liberal, comes out against you and says the White House has been caught lying and Carney's been caught lying, it's over. This article says they've been caught lying and need to get in trouble. You know what that means? That means the New World Order is in deep trouble. They're going to try to contain it. They're going to try to blame it. And you know, oh my gosh, if Hillary resigns, that'll be called a big devastating discrediting. No. Obama gets impeached. Obama gets impeached. And then if the Republicans try stuff like this, we go after them politically. It's time to get government back on a short leash right now. You keep a government on a short leash or you get put on one. Okay, that's history. Stay with us.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. On the back, Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. And don't forget, weeknight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. I host it about 2 days a week with file reports every single day with my team of reporters here coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, blasting out worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me continue here on Benghazi. Then I'm going to get into the other news and open the phones up in the next hour with the biggest Bilderberg news we've ever brought out. And I've really thought about that. It really is the biggest news. And I just don't know if people are going to register how important it is and how big a deal it is. But here are the headlines. New Yorker magazine spinning Benghazi. And in the article, they say, oh, the White House has been caught lying. Now, they're being forced to say this. They've defended it. They've covered up. They've defended Fast and Furious. They've defended it all. They've defended the insider deals with the waivers for the health care and the power plants being shut down so General Electric made more money and on and on and on and shipping Volt and Cadillac factories to China. They've defended all the different programs. But now I'm seeing CNN. I'm reading a New Yorker magazine. I'm seeing John McCain, who's basically a member of the Democratic Party by fiat. All of them line up against the White House right now. Because they realize people aren't buying their lies anymore. I've seen statistics where Congress, you can pull it up, Gallup poll has a 9% approval rating. I've seen numbers where 74% of Americans say they see the government as a bigger threat than terrorists, and then other polls of 50-plus percent. And those are spin polls. It's worse than that. The people are awake, by and large. They just don't feel empowered and don't feel like they can do anything. All you've got to do is stop buying their lies and withdraw your consent and criticize them everywhere openly and say no to basically everything the federal government does, and their system will fall. Very simple. If it's in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, support it. If it isn't, resist it. And the mainstream media is losing its entire viewership. I mean, they're a shadow of themselves. Larry King, 10 years ago, had 7, 8, 9, 10 million viewers a night, some nights 15 million. Same time slot, 400,000 now is what he's got. When I went up against Piers Morgan on January 7th, his average viewership was 600,000. That night it was 2 million. People say, Howard Stern asked me, he said, yeah, what are they afraid of, ratings? They should have you on every night with those ratings. It ain't about ratings at that level. It's about putting out the talking points and making it look like everybody's going along with the system. But when that facade finally falls, which it's starting to do, Katie barred the door. 7,000 anti-mine tanks, 2 billion bullets, checkpoints, manual saying Christians and conservatives and returning veterans and libertarians are terrorists isn't going to work. In fact, that propaganda is so over the top, that's what's woken up the police and military. All over the country, they're brought into briefings. It's in the Denver Post, and they tell them, Christians are terrorists. We're training to take their guns to see who in the state police are for that. See, the corruption is getting to a level now. Yeah, there's the Fox News headline. Army labeled evangelicals as religious extremists, along with Al-Qaeda. All Catholics were listed as terrorists. Go read it. You cannot make this up. Listed as a religious extremist next to Al-Qaeda and said prone to terrorism. Where are Catholics blowing anything up? They list all evangelicals. Where? And you're like, if you're a new listener, you're like, that sounds nuts. Hey, I ain't the one, keep using the word ain't to illustrate it. I'm not the one who's doing this and writing this. I know it sounds crazy. I'm just reporting on what they're doing. Don't confuse the messenger with the message. Do not ever do that. Look, they list Catholicism, quote, U.S. Christian next to Ku Klux Klan and Al-Qaeda. I'm sorry. Ultra-Orthodox is listed as terrorist. You know, Jews that are Hasidic, that try to follow old traditions, kind of like the Amish, they're listed as extremists. I saw a new FBI report where they list the Amish as potential extremists. It's basically anybody that doesn't put on a skirt as a man, I'm not joking, and run out and announce they're a metrosexual and they hate their family. And again, I'm not attacking men that want to wear skirts. The point is the establishment on record wants to break up the natural order of things and wants to demonize those of us that don't want to wear a skirt. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are at a crossroads here, and I want to play a clip here right now. Because, you know, when I say we're going to have 1776, they try to take the guns, 1776 was Bill of Particulars. Most of it was an info war leading up to 1774, 1775. I don't want that conflict to happen. I want to fix things peaceably. And we have defeated the gun bills for now. And we are going to try to get rid of the open border bill that even Wired reports when I told you years ago, because all these bills do it, creates national ID card biometric system. We're going to be getting to that today. But I continually see it in the media, from MSNBC to you name it, saying I'm calling for violence. And you need to understand that, A, when you hear callers calling and call for it, I say it's not a good idea. We should exhaust every remedy and then only have violence as a defense if people try to forcibly inoculate us or take us to a FEMA camp or, you know, all this crazy stuff that's now in the Army manuals. We need to fight like the Dickens before we get to that point so that we never reach it. And then Adam Kokesh, the libertarian talk show host, he comes out a week ago. It's in the news. It breaks. It's all over the news. I already knew about it a few days before, but decided to see what happened. As I said on air, I don't think it's a good idea to have an armed march on Washington, D.C. But once it broke in the news, I covered it. I've been asked to have an armed march. You've heard it on air. No exaggeration, probably 1,000 times over the years. 18 years on air. Not an armed march to overthrow the government, an armed march, they say, to illustrate we're in charge, we've got the right. D.C. Heller 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, ruled that they can't bar you from having guns in D.C. loaded to protect yourself if you're not a felon. But still, almost 5 years later, you can't have guns. So, yes, the police chief is in the wrong. They're all in the wrong. But I don't want the confrontation. They can provoke a turret. But once Adam said he's going to do that on July 4th, it's already a big story. We've got to have cameras there, or people need to go there with cameras, if that's your choice, to document it as observers to make sure nothing goes wrong and to make sure they don't provocateur something. That has now been spun on the web that I have endorsed it, and all the usual suspects are the ones saying it. That I have said, let's go out and let's go armed. Now, again, if I say it's someone's right to do that, and I get that it's civil disobedience means breaking laws that are unconstitutional. Like blacks being told they have to sit at the back of the bus or sit at the front of the bus. It's civil disobedience because you're doing something that's illegal. The police chief of D.C. said, I will allow you to protest, even though it's civil disobedience, because they say protesting is illegal. See, that shows how far we've gone. It's not illegal. Carrying your guns to D.C. loaded is illegal. So I've said, since it's already happening, we need to make sure they don't try to set something up. Then they spin that into I'm calling for armed conflict. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. Let me give the toll-free number out right now for folks in the next hour. I want to hear from you on Benghazi Gate. Do you think it's going to bring them down? Are you concerned about the establishment staging a new war or letting terrorists attack us or staging it themselves? I mean, they stage Fast and Furious and so many other events. What will they do? Or is one element of the establishment going to allow the destruction of Obama because the Democratic Party is getting too much power too fast? Because even the establishment understands the separation of powers and doesn't want a man on the white horse completely taking over. And that's what Homeland Security and Obama is doing. Did they move too fast for the globalist liking? Toll free number to join us on the Sunday show, 877-789-ALEX. First time callers today, 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-ALEX, and we will get you up and on the air today. Now, again, I've played the clips. You've probably seen it. MSNBC, well, you probably haven't seen it. Nobody watches that. They come out and say, Alex Jones and Ron Paul, probably 10 times last year, I've seen it myself, clips online. They're going to cause violence. They want violence. Why, their rhetoric's going to make crazy people, go out and do something violent. I've had 2020, you name it, all of them ask me that question. While it's the government buying billions of bullets, the government saying Homeland Security is for their political opposition, I've got more news coming up in the next hour with a news clip where Homeland Security funding exercises nationwide portraying homeschoolers as terrorists and angry parents that attack the school. with militias. That isn't really happening, but it's part of a demonization program so that maybe they can stage it down the road and people will believe it because, well, we drilled for that. There's a huge classical tyranny operation going on, and then if you look at it, they act like you're crazy. The Washington Post is flipping out today. Establishment media attacks Rand Paul for saying globalists plotting against the Constitution. And Rand Paul is quoted as saying, Obama has teamed up with globalists to take over America. And they call it the black helicopter crowd. No, Obama says our military is under NATO now. And Congress can't see the Homeland Security civil unrest plans. Obama says that he's trying to bring in a new world order globalism. Here's the actual Washington Post headline. Rand Paul, Obama is working with anti-American globalists. Plotting against our Constitution. Well, yeah, that's what the UN Treaty does. By the way, they use the UN Treaty, though it's not even ratified. I read the import-export Defense Department document that Cody Wilson was sent. We broke that on Thursday here. Noticed on Friday no one gave us credit in the mainstream media for breaking that with the 3D printable gun. And they stated import-export rules and treaties and said that it's against the law to transfer a 380 single-shot plan across the border when that's not been ratified. We are going under globalism. There are globalist corporate interests. $85 billion a month of taxpayer money goes to mainly foreign banks under QE3. What do you think 5 years of banker bailouts have been? Most of that money, more than half of it, almost all of it the last few years, goes overseas, but the details are, quote, classified, the Federal Reserve says. The Federal Reserve is private. How does it classify something with the president and the treasury that is federal from Congress when they control the purse strings? We're under globalism, and they say, oh, he's discredited for talking like this. They're like, oh, that's discrediting. No, it's not discrediting. We need more people. See, and more people go, yeah, why is the private Federal Reserve mainly foreign shareholders? Why is it running our monetary policy? Why can't it be audited? Why is Congress not doing its job of oversight and the power of the purse in the Constitution? The globalists have gotten away with such outrageous stuff that if we ever just start talking like Rand Paul and Alex Jones, see, that's why they're like Congress is having a bullet purchase hearings because of that nut Jones. They're discredited. And Congress goes, no, you did buy billions of bullets and you're buying more and you're training to use them on us. It's over, folks, if we want it to be. Their outrageous takeover is outrageous. We're not outrageous for pointing it out. But that's something you see. Cognitive dissonance, learned helplessness, mass Stockholm syndrome, normalcy bias, Overton window, whatever political philosophical, psychological scenario term you want to use to describe it. It always happens when the neighbor gets caught with dead people in trunks in their house or in the backyard or in the refrigerator. No one ever believes it because they're not like that, so that couldn't be going on. And it's the same thing with these people. It's a fact we're under UNESCO UN treaty. It's a fact we're under Agenda 21. It's a fact they have federally taken the country over and are now trying to federalize and demonizing the states that say, hey, the federal government's been taken over. We want to get the country back. They call us secessionist or people in revolt. We're not in revolt. If I was on an airplane and there was a hijacking and I saw them bound the pilot, co-pilot, and the flight attendants, and then I saw the hijackers get in the uniform of the pilot, I wouldn't kneel before them and say, well, you're wearing... No, I would know that's an illegitimate hijacker. I don't care if you wear a uniform, but I'm convinced with the average American that that a guy could knock the pilot on the head, put on his uniform, and the average American would actually kneel before them and would go into mass Stockholm syndrome. This is what happens now. And there are studies out showing more people go under Stockholm syndrome now when they're kidnapped and stuff. When Stockholm syndrome was first, you know, discovered and codified, what, in the 60s, it was much rarer in studies. Now people shift into it. It's delusional thinking. Well, I'll just say everything's okay. I'll just say the guy going, hey, that's not the pilot. That's the hijacker. You're a conspiracy theorist, sir. Well, we all saw him. We all saw him get in the uniform. He's got the big beard. He's got the gun in his hand. He's got the hand grenade. Shut up and we'll all get out of this safe. Are you not saying he's a hijacker? That's right, conspiracy theorist. They lie to themselves. And so the only way they're going to get out of this is staging a terror attack or launching a big war. You can bet money. And I guess they'll do it in the next week or two. Or they've been told, you're going down, sit down and shut up. And there's been a rebellion within the power structure. And I've been told by some high-level sources that's happened. Not that there's even perfect people doing this, but they understand they don't want to live under Mao Zedong. They understand it's bad for business to live under something this corrupt. So let's play Michael Savage Friday, a syndicated radio host who's been a guest. We're getting back on soon. Having to say, well, I don't know if that's true, but Alex Jones seems like a good guy, with a guy clearly going off talking points, because we're hearing these same talking points everywhere, without proof that I'm saying attack the police, when I'm saying wake up the police. See, they're worried about that because I want to unify America. Let's go to this clip.
Anyway, so I want to touch on the question that you had asked, which is what media figures are goading us into a potential shooting war, which would be a catastrophe.
Yes, a catastrophe is right. So I'm gonna let you name names. I don't know that I'll agree or disagree, but you're going to name them. Who's doing this?
All right. Well, first of all, I want to say that much like you, I believe that the quickest and most effective way to tear a nation apart is to pin the police against the citizens and the citizens against the police. And I feel that we have several provocateurs doing this, and to go back into the analysis of the wolf in sheep's clothing, I believe we have many patriots in patriot clothing, which are to be feared even more than the murderous government.
Well, hold on. You think the patriot movement itself could provoke the Civil War?
I believe it's certainly possible. When you look at the murderous government, of course, they wear their colors at the gate. They wave their flag openly. But one of their most effective weapons would be to infiltrate a movement that sets up a sort of opposition ideologically to...
All right, so they're doing a counter movement. I get it. They're, in other words, agent provocateurs within the patriot movement trying to trigger some kind of inflammatory event. So this issue of the agent provocateur, you think they've penetrated, what, the Tea Party movement to try to provoke some kind of reaction from the government?
I would hope not so much the Tea Party movement. I believe the Tea Party as a whole, generally speaking, is...
Absolutely. I've never seen any violence.
All right, hit pause.
Gum wrapper on
hit pause. When we come back, I'll finish the rest of the clip in the second hour. The guy goes, it's Alex Jones. He wants violence. He says be violent. When I'm saying wake the military and police up, and then the guy's saying I'm saying violence, and Michael Savage says, well, Alex Jones seems like a good man to me. The point is that... This is the lies, and that guy calling in probably works for MSNBC or somebody. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.